first language English speaker, and her husband is the bilingual, you know, speaker. And she talked about their needing to think about having a, what she described as a CAS to go with a LAS. So you have the language acquisition system, whatever you want to call that.
Right.
But you've also got a cultural acquisition system.
Okay.
And in the most ideal most ideal situations, they are so intertwined that they don't come apart. But when you've been through sort of experiences of colonisation that have been about language removal, they have come apart.
Yes.
So and that's our reality. And so it's sort of like it's no blame, no shame, and so it's saying, and for that, I guess that is saying that we have to believe that you can still be culturally who you are, even if you're in a situation where you're redeveloping language, because otherwise we cease to exist. You know, if we've been through process of colonization, which has been about de-languaging. So yeah, so I think it's sort of, I think, you know, when we may listen to people and think, oh, the way they're saying things might be the way that they might have been said if you're a first language or a native language speaker, but that's not to say the way you're thinking it isn't culturally what's the word for it, viable, there's a word I'm trying to think of, but I can't think of it.